Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And remember, if you can't hear our radio show any other place, you can go to that website. The live stream is playing there right now. And when the show is not live, it continues to play the latest program over and over again on the loop and renews after the end of the show and does it all over again. All right. Joining us right now from California, IA, it is the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning. There they are. It's 73 degrees. It's clear. Not a bad night. Got the out-of-towners in. A lot of Bears fans over in that porch tonight.
That's right.
They got the Bears jerseys on. So they're going to be playing Sunday against the Bucks at 4:30. It's going to be an interesting game. Weather's going to be gorgeous. It's perfect football weather as far as for being down here. Not too hot, not too cold. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show tonight with the White House trying very hard to spin Joe Biden's historically bad approval ratings and to try to make something out of all these ridiculous things that have happened to him in the last week again. I mean, he goes and does a town hall, and he gives half-assed answers. Oh, yes and yes. And it's like he's on another planet.
Well, when he stands there, it looks like he is kind of on another planet. And you mentioned the short answers. Well, he did the same thing the other day going out to the airplane, if I recall correctly, when they asked him about a very serious question, are you concerned about the Chinese hypersonic missile test? And he just said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally, you know, you might elaborate a little bit, or you might say something else other than that one-word answer. We might start seeing him do more of that kind of thing.
Well, I think so. And we're looking at someone who just isn't in complete control of their own faculties, and we're watching them dwindle in front of us, because again, he's got that look that he's looking down, so he can't really see what he's looking at when they ask him questions, and or he looks straight up in the air like he's looking up at a I don't know what. You got to believe he knows what the questions are going to be, so he's been prepared with the answers.
Right. And, you know, Captain, back in the 80s, you know, they really went after Ronald Reagan because of his age and so forth at that time. And they made all kinds of fun of him, or they tried to make it look as though he didn't have the right answers. But Joe Biden is absolute living proof that this is exactly what's happening right now. And it's so far removed from Reagan that it's not even funny. But he seems to be really struggling.
He is struggling, and that's what's obvious about this. And I'm just waiting to see how long it's going to take to put Kamala in there, because that's what they're going to do. The natural succession is Kamala Harris. And again, I watched him some of his stand-ups that he was doing. And you have to keep watching the right side of his head and watch the veins swell up. And that is a sign of somebody whose blood pressure is going up. It's also a sign of someone who could be en route to having a stroke.
Well, it's this very serious stuff, obviously. It's completely serious, not only on a personal level for the man, Joe Biden, but also for the country, for our place in the world, our foreign policy. What happens when somebody makes a move? How is Joe Biden going to have the faculties to respond to that?
Yeah.
These are all very legitimate questions.
And then you got him talking about the border and when he visited the border and this, that, and the other. And then Jen Psaki and Peter Ducey are going back and forth with, well, when did he visit the border? I mean, was he there recently? Did we not know about it? Or this? And Psaki's trying to spin it.
Well, sure, because she has the unenviable job of trying to come up with something because, again, Joe Biden off script. They put him in front of the cameras with Anderson Cooper, for goodness sake, and he went out and said stuff.
Yeah.
You know, or the other day when he said he'd been vice president for 36 years.
Yeah, and ridden the train for 36 years.
Right.
All right, well, let's talk about Alec Baldwin for a minute. He's reportedly in shock after the shooting that killed one and wounded one on a movie set, where a gun reportedly had at least one live round in the chamber, not a blank, and may have had more. It was a revolver, six-shot revolver, Western-type pistol. Don't know what kind it was. But we do know that something went awry, and it was not the first time that they'd had trouble on the set with a gun.
Well, that's right. And on this particular production of the movie called Rust, evidently, they've had other issues, and there are a lot of people speaking out now about those issues. Yeah.
Well, that's because there's major lawsuits coming, and they don't want to be involved. Hold that thought. Yeah, there's major lawsuits coming, folks, and they don't want to be involved in this one. Trust me. Okay, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. And as you probably all know, most of you anyway, Mike Lindell, of course, had his product in a bunch of big box stores. And due to his political feelings and whatnot, the big box stores said, nope, not going to have him in here. We're going to throw his stuff out, which they did, and you're not going to be able to sell it at the XYZ store or the green light or the blue light, or, and I'm not trying to mention chain names. That's what I'm doing here. But anyway, you get my drift. So he had all this product left, and the question was, well, where to sell it? Well, obviously, when you have a website, you try to sell it off the website by having people like me endorse him, which I was happy to do when it was mentioned to me. So I'm going to do my job right now. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the different stuff that's there and keep a couple of things in mind. Number one, all those products are made in America with American products themselves. American goods were put in there to make those products. That's number one. And it's made in the great state of Minnesota. He employs 1,500 people. He goes out of his way to be all-American, red, white, and blue, God, honor, and country. And he's definitely the epitome of that. And I support him for those reasons. So, MyPillow.com, go there. You'll see the products on the home page, and it'll always say, with promo code, the price is so-and-so, such and such. Well, the promo code is one word, Captain. One word, Captain. That's all you need to know. And then, if you really want to save big time, go over to the little Radio Listener Specials logo link that's there. Click on that. You'll go into that window. And you'll see more products, a couple of dozen or so, sometimes more, but never less, with insanely low prices. They're going to be even cheaper than what's on the homepage. And again, The promo code for to get the price there, well, those products is Captain. And if you want to call them on the phone because you don't feel comfortable doing things on the internet, here's the phone number. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them and ask them questions, or you can call them and place an order, or you can call them and just find out whatever type of general information you need to know. So here we go. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and don't forget, 800-641-5459. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right. And again, Christmas is right around the corner, and we're going to mention something here in a second about Christmas, because we've been warned again by the Biden administration that you better start shopping early for Christmas due to the supply chain crunch, or you ain't going to get what you're looking for.
Well, that's what we're hearing, and that's what people are observing, and I think a lot of people started to come to that conclusion before the Biden administration would ever have said anything officially, because they just have to look around. But again, Captain, we just have to go back to what Secretary Buttigieg had tried to talk about spin when he said all those ships out there are a result of Biden's successes. You know, that's really off the charts. People don't see this as a success. They see this as a major failure, a major failure of response also, and the fact that Christmas is not going to be quite as merry as they would like it to be, especially for their kids. You know, I can't imagine what other, and I don't even want to ask, what other stuff can go wrong under Joe Biden, but it seems like everything's gone wrong under Joe Biden so far.
Well, here's what's going to go wrong again, and this only adds to the shipping problem, the supply chain problem. They've run out of chassis for the containers.
Yes, that's right.
So now they're going to try, and by the way, you can't just load a chassis on a regular flatbed truck, because the flatbed's too high off the ground. The chassis would be 14 feet in the air, and now you've got yourself an overhyped load that you're going to have permitted and only be able to run it in the daytime. And then again, you're going to have bridges and tree limbs and all that stuff you're not going to be able to get under. So you can't use a flatbed. You have to use what's called a step deck. And to get a step deck the right size, it would have to be a 53-foot step deck with the lower platform down below the upper deck to set a container on there, and that's what you would have to do. So they've really got problems that are starting to develop right now above and beyond what people have been told so far this week. This just came in yesterday. They ran out of containers. Chassis.
Right. Well, this is going to, again, continue to exacerbate how people feel about the Joe Biden administration, that they don't feel that that things are getting done, that somebody's really in charge. And in fact, they may think the exact opposite, that either this is just complete incompetence, or they're doing this for some odd reason.
Kyle, it's a bunch of Boy Scouts trying to lead the troops, because anybody knows you have to have a chassis if you're going to haul an ocean container or even a container off a railroad car. You have to have a chassis. Or you have to have a step deck, because, again, they're low enough to be able to put the container up on that. You can't use a normal flatbed trailer. We all know that, all of us that have been in the trucking business. But these guys are they're a bunch of Cub Scouts. They don't have any idea.
Well, right. And of course, we wouldn't be in this position if we didn't see this massive problem with the ships. And, again, Captain, from as I go about the highways and byways here in Southern California,
you see the ships.
I see the ships out in the heart.
And there's more out there than what there was before.
Well, there certainly are.
Yep.
And so, in fact, I was just in Newport Beach recently, and you can look out and see the ships out there. And they're not even, some of them can't even weigh anchor or drop the anchor, I should say. They can, they're just kind of floating, so they've got to try to stay on station, or they got to, you know, control the ship somehow. This is unprecedented.
Well, that's because they're in an area where they got all those pipelines and cables and whatnot, and if they drop the anchor, they're going to do exactly what happened before, tear up one of the pipelines. Okay, well, here we go. Loudoun County, Virginia. The school superintendent made a false claim about the alleged assault, and the emails have proven it.
Well, that's right. The emails are now showing that the superintendent alerted the school board on the day of the assault, which occurred evidently in the restroom.
Yeah, and the father was told by the police to be quiet, or by the school board to be quiet.
That's right. Exactly. We understand they are holding, I think, a 15-year-old right now. Their name's not being released. But again, every parent understands why this father was so unhinged.
Now, something else has come to light here is that happening right in Joe Biden's Delaware Valley backyard, we have juveniles as young as 12 years old traveling across state lines in that local area to commit violent crimes.
Exactly. And again, it's in a world where we're seeing all these different things begin to really, you know, proliferate. And now the younger people involved in these kinds of things coming up, especially after the lockdowns and COVID and all that stuff, it's another sign that things are breaking down, and we have to be able to get a hold of them again.
Yeah, there's something just came across the wire here from the New York Post. It says workers say Facebook was warned of 2020 election misinformation. And there's an article about it right now that just popped up in the New York Post. Facebook knew that the spread of political misinformation was flourishing on its platform, but the company largely failed to address concerns from employees who raised alarms, that the report found. Workers flagged the rampant conspiracy theories and proliferation of QAnon-related content before the 2020 presidential election and January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol, according to new internal documents that have been obtained through the Freedom of Information Act.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, we're seeing such an effect by the platforms onto the elections. We keep hearing about attacks on our democracy. Well, it is very interesting to find, and unfortunately after the fact, just exactly how much of an impact these platforms really can have.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, the objection still coming from two Democratic senators, namely Manchin and Sinema, have President Joe Biden's agenda stalled on Capitol Hill. And fewer than half of the Democratic voters think the party should follow the president's lead. They think that the president is leading them in the wrong direction.
Well, that's right. That's right. But the other direction, too, is AOC and all the other people. And
yeah.
They don't want that either.
We're going to get into that in a minute. Okay, folks, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I'm going to wake Mike Gallagher up out of bed and have him take us to break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says progress is being made in negotiations between congressional Democrats and the White House on the president's big $2 trillion social services and climate change programs.
Progress here is a historic package that will put in place systems and programs that have never existed in our society before. So I think what you're seeing is that we're getting closer. We're into the nitty-gritty details. There is agreement about some fundamental investments in our society.
The president noted that the final plan would no longer provide no-cost community college. but he hopes to increase Pell Grants to compensate for that loss. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Texas law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on November 1st. Justices are allowing the law to stay in effect in the meantime. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Lock it in is right. All right. And I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and thank you for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And as all you regular listeners know, I take Relief Factor because it works for me with the problem that I have. And it's part of my integrated health plan every day, where I take at least two packets of that, one when I get up and one around midnight at night, to keep me going so that I'm not having the pain problems that I have and the swelling in my leg and my ankle and my foot, which sometimes comes about. It's a lot better, getting a lot better than what it was, thank goodness. But the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. And what I found it does for me is if I've got a little bit of a touch of arthritis in my shoulder or my wrist that I've broken a couple of times, and my ankles bother me too, I take the Relief Factor and everything stops. The pain is gone. I've never seen anything like it. And the best part of it is it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. I gave up Mobic and Flexeril to take this product instead. By the way, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's good for you, good for your body. And it also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and helps to support the healthy joints and muscles and the healing process along. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. All you have to lose is pain. relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the best thing about some of the stuff that we know that's going on here is the Biden midterm pitch we heard, and I believe he said it during that CNN thing, fire the unvaccinated police and fire emergency first responders if they don't want to take the vaccine. Fire them.
Yeah, I'm still trying to process that in the sense, and I think a lot of people are, we know exactly what it sounds like on its face.
It's the wrong thing to do.
Well, of course. There's I don't see how this could be spun or nuanced or anything like that. You know, Captain, there's got to be a way to find, to do, I don't know, science about this, about people, especially first responders and firefighters.
Nobody's talking about the natural immunity that you get after you get it.
Exactly. It's it's as if it doesn't exist. But actually does exist, but we just can't mention it or something like that. And that's again what
That's because little Dr. Fauci isn't going to make any money. But go ahead.
Well, right. Well, that's why I call it political science.
Yeah.
Because they're hiding behind this moniker of we are the scientists, but they're not doing the scientific method.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, General Electric workers staged a walkout in protest of the vaccine yesterday, which is a big deal.
It is. We're seeing more of this. You know, we know that the big companies are also, talking to the Biden White House and saying, look, this can become pretty problematic if you go through with these big mandates, if you make us either, you know, get rid of people who aren't going to get the vaccine and so on and so forth. And again, it just becomes much more partisan, much more political, and causes people to dig into their positions. That's what happens. And President Biden, if he's aware of this at all, he's really making a major misstep. He's not leading this nation and unifying it. He's actually causing it to divide, and perhaps in a way that we won't be able to get back very easily.
Do we still have Americans left behind in Afghanistan?
Well, I know the official number is somewhere upwards of 360, somewhere in there.
363 is the number.
Yeah.
And those are people that are still, that we know about, American citizens, not wannabes, American citizens, that are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Now, the Taliban are saying, oh, well, they are free to go, you can get them out, but it's where they're at that's going to be the problem.
Well, of course. And, you know, Americans, they find this to be, I think, very, very troubling, very disgusting. And the president of the United States hasn't said, I think, word one about these trapped Americans ever since they thought they would finally wash their hands of the Afghanistan thing. And, you know, it's really, again, people are not going to forget. We don't forget this kind of stuff. This isn't something that is that, oh, whoops, you know, we left people behind. This goes against the very character of our nation.
Well, Joe is starting to lose some of his support, including the big Fortune 500 companies like, let's say, McDonald's. Did you hear what the former McDonald's USA CEO said?
What was that?
Biden dramatically impacted the supply chain crisis.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. wait a minute. If you speak out against Biden, I don't know. It's not going to end well on that.
Well, but, a Chinese propagandist spoke out about Biden, and he said Biden is senile, too old to think clearly.
Well, again, and
that's the Chinese.
Well, that's right. And they're saying that because they're watching him on television, I think. And, you know, the people of the United Americans, they will rile up if they feel that we're being attacked as a country, or, you know, even President Biden. But the problem is Americans are watching this and they're saying, you know, what's going on? Something dramatic is taking place before our very eyes.
Now, you know that I always like to take a look at the polls to see what the pulse of the country is that's going on. And I got some very interesting numbers here. You ready?
Yep.
President Joe Biden's plummet in the polls is the worst of any president since World War II, according to the Gallup polling organization. Biden dropped from a 56% approval rating at the beginning of the year to 44.7% in the third quarter of 2021. Now, the drop was in line with those of his Democratic predecessors, Barack Obama, who dropped some 10 points, Bill Clinton, who dropped about 7 points, and Jimmy Carter, who dropped about 9 points during the same periods of time while they were president. Only Democratic President John F. Kennedy held a higher rating in his third quarter of his first year, rising from 74.3% to 76.8%. And, of course, you had Republicans like Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, who also all dropped to 2.2 points, 1.9, and 3.2, respectively, during their tenures, same length of time. Now, aside from Kennedy, only Republicans George H.W. Bush and his son George W. Bush saw an increase in their approval rating, with the elder Bush picking up 12 points following the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989, and his son gaining 13 points following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Now, this is fascinating because Biden, again, lost the most of any president since World War II, 11 points in one quarter.
Yes, this is very dramatic. And I think it's important, Captain, you mentioned John F. Kennedy. You know, at that time, too, I think America had a great optimistic view of the future.
Going to the moon.
Going to the moon, but also helping to solve in a very serious way the societal issues that were at the time, and on it goes. And even under Ronald Reagan, for example, I think there was an optimism. But right now, any optimism that might have existed in the sense of let's replace Trump with Biden, you know, that kind of thought process is completely gone, because Biden never followed through on anything from the campaign that he was presented as. And it's doom and gloom. And I'm not saying that because I want it to be true. I'm saying it because people are looking around. And I'm not for doom and gloom. I'm for optimism. And gosh darn it, Captain, that's what even this program's all about. We're not going to succumb to the doom and gloom that Biden's bringing.
No, but I am going to tell somebody about the fact here. This is what our Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said he expects to have happen regarding the supply chain issues. He said that inflation is going to control where the supply side issues are going to go. He said it will continue into 2022, perhaps for the entire year 2022, and that the central bank will be prepared to react should inflation fail to subside. And I don't think it's going to subside, because if oil doesn't go down, and it's not, it's going to stay there.
Well, right, and I don't think there's going to be a glut of new products that's going to try to somehow increase the supply. Inflation will continue.
Nope. All right, hold that thought, folks. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yep, oil is up. Oil is up. We'll tell you about that, as well as what's going on out there in the highways and byways. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Let me feel it go.
Yeah.
my friends, is a live concert of a television program where Muhammad Ali was being honored some years ago. Little Richard, Good Golly Miss Molly, done live. And Muhammad Ali was really liking it there, Kyle.
Yeah, I'll bet. And Little Richard, of course, and the music and everything, it's not easy to play that. It's hard but he was very talented, and this was just something that's an American treasure.
Yep. Now, let's go with the weather, and I'll tell you that several atmospheric river events will bring widespread moderate to heavy precipitation and gusty winds to much of the Pacific over the weekend and the Northwest and California and in the Intermountain West through early next week. Now, what that means is storms are going to pose a risk for in the higher elevation snow and rain down below it, and flooding and possibly even some mudslides in the burned sky areas. And many areas are going to be poised for an isolated large hail event across the Central Plains and Missouri on Saturday, with some severe thunderstorms that are in the offing for that area right now. So that means I-40, I-70, I-20, in between those areas, you're going to have to be on your toes because you might have some extreme weather. Now, the severe weather, along with heavy rains, will spread into the Mississippi Valley on Sunday, and that's what our weekend looks like over where I'm at. What's going on out west, Kyle?
Well, thank you, Captain. You mentioned atmospheric river, and basically what an atmospheric river is, it's a high concentration, or narrow concentration, I should say, of moisture in the atmosphere, and it gets directed, as it's being done now, into the Pacific Northwest and California. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, their forecast for rain on through the next several days. Also, as we go down through into Central Oregon coast, Richard the Marine is going to get the stormy weather as well. We've also got wind advisories, as you mentioned, as part of this. We've got high wind warnings in southern Oregon along 395 coming through Lakeview, for example. Also, high wind warning also as you go down into northern California. We also have flash flood watches there near Redding coming down from the Oregon border. This is going to go on over towards Susanville, again on 395. Reno right now, it's got the high wind watch and flood watch as well. That's going to spread out over I-80, not quite as far as Battle Mountain, but it's going to be pretty far into the central part of the state there, the northern central part of the state. High wind watch also in the eastern central part of Nevada. Now, that's going to go over also into the western part of Utah. So if you're coming up I-15, starting about Cedar City or so, all the way up through Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Logan, you're going to have this high wind watch to be aware of. Also, we've got a winter storm warning in the central part of southern Idaho, it looks like. So again, as we move through this weekend, we're going to have a lot of rain in the west, in the Pacific Northwest, California, and as we get into the beginning of the week, lots of rain coming into the Southern California region. A lot of people ask the question, Captain, is this going to really do something for the drought? The short answer, unfortunately, is no. We're going to have a lot more rain than this, but it's going to be a lot to do this weekend.
Yeah, and that snow in Idaho is going to be around Mountain Home, Idaho, which is a higher elevation area there. There's an Air Force base there, so they're going to get some snow this weekend, looks like. Now, moving over to the southeastern corner of Minnesota and the southern third of Wisconsin and the northern half of Iowa, we've got a hard freeze in those areas right now, so it's going to be very chilly. And it's also going to have we're going to have a frost across the northern third of Illinois, I-80. You're certainly going to have it all the way to Chicago. And then over there in the northwestern corner of Indiana, you've got a rain event that looks like it's brewing up to be there. So you're going to have some rain. But with the colder temperatures, if that catches up to it, that won't be rain. And again, upstate New York, I can tell you right now, around Syracuse, over towards Geneva, it looks like you've got a frost warning up there tonight, which is not surprising. It's about time to see all that up there in that area. You've also got some unsettled weather again up along the New England coastline, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, some breezy conditions there. causing some rip currents, amongst other things, by the looks. And then going on down towards the loop down below in the Gulf and New Orleans, we might have some patchy fog there tonight, by the looks of it. We did have some real heavy fog last night from Houston south. I don't see that yet. However, that could happen in the next hour because there is some fog offshore in the Gulf right now because of the difference in the cooler temperatures and the warmer water. So we'll see what happens down there. Now, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, where you can join the Drivers Club. You can join the Drivers Club if you're not already a member, and you can take advantage of the points that you'll get on the fuel that you buy, the points that you'll get on the food that you buy, the points that you'll get on the supplies you'll get in the store, too. And, Kyle, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Simply join the Drivers Club, and you can track your points using the My Rewards Plus app on your phone. You can download it from the App Store or Google Play, or simply go to pilotflyingj.com for links as well. And you know what, Captain? They're also at Pilot and Flying J. They're thanking the veterans for their service, active military personnel and veterans. They're partnering with ID.me to offer 10% food and beverage discounts to all veterans, military personnel, and military family members, and you can use the My Rewards Plus app to verify your discount and start saving. And so this is a really great thing they're doing for the military and the veterans and their families.
Yes, indeed, and it's about time that they started doing something like that, and we really appreciate them. And, of course, when you come up on the holidays, like we're getting ready to come up on Thanksgiving, and you're out there on the road and you don't know, you know, where you're going to go, who's going to be open, what's going to happen, the Pilots and the Flying J's are always open.
That's exactly right. That'll be a great safe harbor in many respects, and you'll find something good to eat as well, and especially if you're out in an RV, they have special RV amenities for folks out on the road.
Yep. Okay, here comes the music. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their own bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And I got some guy here on the radio that's going to take us to break. You might have heard him before. Let's see. Might have heard this guy. Let's check it out here.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You betcha. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.